The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
I don't claim to be an expert on demonology, but there are some basic things we should all acknowledge, understand, and know. First, demons are real. They're fallen angels who chose to follow Satan and were cast out of heaven. This is no myth. This is a fact. They're spiritual beings, and because they know their ultimate end will be the lake of fire, and there's no redemption possible for them, they hate God, and they hate human beings, His image bearers. They loathe and despise our very souls, and will stop at nothing to bring about as much confusion, corruption, and ultimately, as much death as possible. So many professing Christians today love to believe in heavenly angels, yet 40% of Christians don't believe in fallen angels, demons. Most churchgoers are even confused about angels. I've been to funerals where the pastor preaches about the deceased, saying, "Heaven needed another angel." Understand this, angels are distinctly different from human beings, and human beings do not become angels when they die. I also know others who collect statues and figurines of angels. In every case, angels are depicted as feminine. I challenge you to find a statue or figurine of an angel that's masculine. They don't exist. Yet if we were to read our Bibles, we'd never find a single instance where an angel from heaven appeared to anyone in female form. In Scripture, angels are warriors. When they appear to human beings, they appear as men. Why then has modern culture feminized God's holy angels to the point where even Christians simply assume they're all soft, loving, and nurturing women? Probably the same reason modern churchianity has emasculated Jesus. But that's not the topic of my message today, just some food for thought. What I feel so strongly about, what I feel must be understood and Christians must take extremely seriously, is the deception, confusion, delusion, and temptations that the demonic realm uses against us. It's a never-ending assault on all humanity, and Satan and his demons have an especially strong thirst for the blood of the innocent, babies and children. While young, innocent blood is especially valuable currency in the demonic realm, demons aren't that picky. Blood is blood. They just want to shed as much as possible. War in the spiritual realm manifests in the physical. Demons do seem to be territorial. It appears some remain in the same geographic area for eons. Take, for example, the Prince of Persia, as we read about in Daniel chapter 10. An angel fought this demon for 3 weeks until the archangel Michael came to help overpower him. Persia is modern-day Iran, a mostly Islamic country and still a constant threat to peace and security in that region. And do you remember during the Obama years when we saw videos and images of Christians being slaughtered in the most horrific ways imaginable every single day? In addition to mass beheadings, Christians were also placed in groups inside large cages, which were then set on fire. I was reminded of Daniel 3, where we read about King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. Babylon, by the way, was later conquered and became a part of the Persian Empire. Nebuchadnezzar set up a statue as a false god and demanded that when the music played, all the people must bow down and worship the statue. Three Israelites refused to bow to the false god, so Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were placed inside the fiery furnace, which was made 7 times hotter than usual. In a great demonstration of his infinite power, God allowed no harm to come to those who remained faithful to him. But as I watched the video footage of Muslims placing Christians inside cages and then setting them on fire, I understood it was the same demonic power behind this evil and using the same tactics in the same geographical area. And though we don't hear much about it now, I'd imagine this would be common practice in Islam. The music that plays is called the adhan, the Islamic call to prayer, now broadcast over municipal emergency speakers even here in cities in America. In Islam, those who don't bow down when that hideous demonic music plays are deserving of death. It's the same demonic spirit. In Proverbs 8:36, wisdom speaks and says, "All that hate me love death." In the next chapter, we learn, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." I've repeatedly stated that we're in a spiritual battle, Ephesians 6:12. Our Creator gives us the free will to choose the side we'll stand on. He never tempts anyone to do evil, but He does allow us to choose. We can choose to follow the commands of His written word, or we can ignore His word and therefore become susceptible to the deceptions of Satan and his demons. In other words, we can choose wisdom, which takes faithfulness, perseverance, and effort, or we can choose ignorance, which comes with comfort and ease. Most choose the latter, which offers an open door to demonic influence, oppression, and possession, and the result is that God gives such people over to reprobate minds. Now let's talk about what we're seeing in today's world as we observe through the lens of spiritual discernment. The rise of homosexuality has been impressive in the speed in which it's ensnared so many people so quickly. Equally impressive is how fast it's become normalized and embraced as legitimate and even wholesome and loving, even by modern churches. Homosexuality has been around basically since the fall of man. Satan and his demons love to pervert the natural order and design of God, while luring unsuspecting human victims into their trap with deception and lies. The lust of the flesh is especially enticing to ungodly people, and therefore the demonic realm uses this as a delectable temptation to those who are easy prey. As we study the account of Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis 19, we read how the Sodomite mob marched to Lot's house as they burned with lust for innocent male flesh, but they were also enraged as they surrounded Lot's home. If you've ever presented a Christian witness at a pride parade, you know exactly the rage I'm talking about. Homosexuals in these mobs, like the demons that are oppressing and deceiving them, are filled with rage toward all things of God and those who represent Him. Understand, these are the same demonic spirits that filled the men of Sodom, still operating today and using the same tactics today, but now their influence is worldwide. There's really no need for me to list all the scriptures regarding homosexual perversion. The Bible's filled with these prohibitions. Leviticus 18:22, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination." You can also read the condemnation of male prostitutes in 1 Kings 14. And if you want more scriptural truth, look at Romans 1, 1 Corinthians 6, 1 Timothy 1, or Jude 1. And in Matthew 25 and Luke 17, Jesus himself talks about the days of Noah and Lot. Obviously, this abomination was happening prior to the flood, and the demonic realm continued to use this tool to corrupt mankind afterwards as well. But I find it hard to comprehend this could have been any worse than it is today. Another perverted sexual abomination that demons have always used and are using again at an alarming rate today is that of transgenderism. In Deuteronomy 22, we have this: "The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God." Not long ago, the idea of people being transgender or people transitioning was unheard of. Yet today in America and around the world, it's become more the norm than the exception. Today it's more enlightenment and progress. Another lie of Satan. There's evidence of trans individuals going back to many ancient pagan civilizations, but obviously this demonic enticement also infected the nation of Israel, or we wouldn't find reference to it in Deuteronomy. Historians also tell us of the Roman Emperor Elagabalus in the early 200s, who wore makeup and wigs and rejected being called a lord and insisted on being called a lady. He also married his male chariot driver and called himself his wife and queen. This Roman emperor also offered vast sums of money to any physician that could surgically transform him into a woman. Today, this has become normalized, and the saddest part is that we're doing it to young children, and more so-called parents are encouraging this gender fluidity. All these sexual perversions are mental illnesses brought about by demonic influence. God is not the author of confusion, but Satan is indeed the father of lies, regardless of what the experts in science may say. In 1973, the American Psychiatric Association removed homosexuality from its list of mental disorders. The World Health Organization did the same in 1990. 2022, the WHO did the same with gender identity disorders and transsexualism. But regardless, boys and men who truly believe they're females trapped in male bodies and vice versa absolutely are suffering from mental illness, along with demonic oppression. But our godless culture would strongly disagree because we're shaped and manipulated by the media, and the media is so progressively leftist, it goes out of its way to protect the official satanic narrative. Just as we saw during the Obama years when Muslims were murdering people daily and the media would tell us of the killers, their motive is still unclear. And just as we watched burning buildings behind a talking head reporter stating, "This is mostly a peaceful protest," today we have transgenders committing mass shootings and other violent crimes, and the media continues to hide the fact that the killers were trans, and even extend the courtesy of identifying these madmen using their preferred pronouns. As Tyler O'Neill commented in the Daily Signal recently, the transgender movement demands that society accept and even celebrate the delusion. Indeed, if you don't celebrate the delusion, they see that as violence toward them and vow to get revenge, thus the annual Trans Day of Vengeance. Folks, children are being mutilated and sterilized. Adults are playing dress-up. Wrong sex hormones are being doled out like candy, and these drugs are only making the mental illness worse. The evidence of mass shootings and violent attacks carried out by trans people is there for all to see, even though the press tries its best to hide the facts. The Rhode Island man who believed he was a woman and killed his ex-wife and son and wounded several others. The 18-year-old Canadian man who killed his mother and stepbrother and then six more people at a school. The male identifying as a female who killed two children and injured 17 others at a church in Minnesota. The list goes on, and it's a very long list. Friends, homosexuality and transgenderism are just two forms of demonic oppression, which cause extreme mental illness, violence, and rage. It's not normal, and no one should be accepting it as normal or playing along with this insanity. Satan wants to inflict irreparable harm and death on the most vulnerable among us. Those caught in the trap are victims, and these victims create more victims. Are they beyond the reach of God's salvation? Not if we have the courage to speak the truth and snatch them out of the devil's claws, but if we continue to kowtow to their delusional demands, fearful of offending them or being politically incorrect, and refuse to call a man, the blood of these victims and their victims will be on our hands. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com and ask for message number 494.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at WisconsinChristianNews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.